To understand why Oklahoma voters are being asked to decide if the state will provide health insurance to more people through the federal Medicaid program, September 9, 2009 is a decent place to start.
There are now more than 30 million American citizens who cannot get coverage. In just a two-year period, one in every three Americans goes without health care coverage at some point. And every day, 14,000 Americans lose their coverage. In other words, it can happen to anyone.
That's President Barack Obama addressing a joint session of Congress to talk about his health care plan, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, first derisively and then co-optively known as Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act, or ACA, was signed into law in the spring of 2010. 2 years after the provisions of Obamacare were put in place, the Congressional Budget Office reported the number of people without health insurance in the U.S. dropped by half. Part of that drop was due to an expansion of Medicaid, called SoonerCare, in Oklahoma. Despite the success of Obamacare in insuring more Americans, Oklahoma was a firm no in taking part in its programs. Because of opposition in the legislature, it didn't take long for lawmakers to offer Oklahomans their first chance to express their ACA opinions at the ballot box with State Question 756, an anti-Obamacare provision. Despite the vote overwhelmingly approving the ballot measure, the courts decided that such attempted preemptions of the federal law were unconstitutional. In that same year, Oklahoma voters put Mary Fallon in the governor's office.
The choice has been forced upon the people of Oklahoma by the Obama administration, in spite of the fact that voters have overwhelmingly expressed their opposition to the federal health care law through their support of State Question 756.
In November 2012, Fallon decided Oklahoma can't afford Obamacare, even though the expansion would be largely funded by the federal government, and cut the number of uninsured Oklahomans by half. There were other flirtations with expanding Medicaid at the state capitol, but a group of Oklahomans decided to stop waiting on the governor and lawmakers and take the issue directly to the people.
I think when I first came out here, I was like, nobody's going to sign this. I'm just going to be here sunburning for an hour. But it actually was really receptive and people are very nice.
That's Ashton Gores, gathering signatures for Oklahomans Decide Healthcare at Tulsa's Gathering Place Park in 2019. Her experience, recorded for a state impact story last year, foreshadowed the avalanche of signatures which put Oklahoma politicians on notice. Medicaid expansion has significant public support. With this pressure, new Governor Kevin Stitt announced his own version of Medicaid expansion in January, SoonerCare 2.0, intended to preempt State Question 802.
If it passed, then we would not be able to take advantage of any of these waivers and different ways to administer health care in Oklahoma, like the Trump administration is saying.
A bill Stitt pushed to increase revenue to pay for his version of the SoonerCare expansion, with a spending cap, premiums, and other requirements, made its way through the legislature. It passed. And here's the next surprise. Stitt vetoed his own bill. And that is where we are. The legislative session ended with no Medicaid expansion and no way to pay for it. While State Question 802 looks to be popular with Oklahoma voters, a lot has changed since it was placed on the ballot. The coronavirus pandemic has put thousands of Oklahomans out of work. Oil prices have plummeted, and no one is sure what normal will look like next. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Kurt Gwartney.